Look at this guy. Your thighs ain't that long. You only got 3 kids. That's
smoking strange. When I met a penguin, goddamn it, he was deranged. We were talking soccer, then it all fucking changed. I saw him press record and uploaded to his page. Oh, that deranged penguin. For an Antarctic bird, he should talk fast. Oh, that deranged penguin. He made me an unwilling victim of his podcast.
Walk down the line. We've been serenading Brad with No Excuses by Alice in Chains.
For free.
For free. And this didn't even pay for it. Ladies and gentlemen.
For free, and this dude didn't pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For free. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Deranged Penguin Podcast. And with us, special guest, usual member Bradley. He moved himself and his family. And this, look, he did this intentionally. He moved to Arkansas, United States. Gina, do you have any thoughts on this?
Do I have any thoughts on this?
No, Gina. I'm asking Gina what she thinks about this.
I was about to say, I got a ton of thoughts on this.
Welcome back. That's my only thought.
Thanks.
Welcome back. Del, do you have any thoughts on Brad intentionally moving his family to Arkansas?
I'm glad that he's closer to his family. I'm sorry that that happens to be in Arkansas.
You know, I couldn't agree more.
So how was the move? Was it adventurous?
It was adventurous. It is adventurous. It is exhausting, as most moves are. There's nothing, you know, groundbreaking about that. It is still a work in progress. I am living with, I'm living in one of my brother's homes, and he has been gracious enough to let me live here. It's amazing. But
did it give you chores? Like, do you have to do things? Like, you can stay here, but you gotta cut logs or something.
Yeah, there are logs everywhere. It's like
so you've been
a log
doing a good
cutting
job.
Fiesta. It's like 5 days a week. I'm out here slicing logs. I'm getting cut though, which is really nice. Lauren likes it.
That's good.
Out here sweaty cutting logs all day.
Good for everyone.
She likes when you have cuts from cutting logs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When he gets cut from cutting logs.
Isn't cutting logs like a euphemism for taking a dump? And that
sawing logs is a euphemism for sleeping.
Yeah. Mm. I think you're
so I just took it like
sleep.
3 steps further.
Wow.
Right, that's fine.
Adam.
Hey.
Disgusting.
This is what we do. This is what we do on a show. What do you mean disgusting?
We just assign completely...
I mean, yeah, look.
Untrue value to normal sayings. That's what we do on the show. Welcome to the Deranged Penguin.
Is Northwest Arkansas part of
guys.
The Bible Belt?
You will be misinformed.
I think so.
Yeah. Is that why you got super conservative all of a sudden? I mean, you
it
were
is.
Just a, you know, you were like chief manufacturer of shit jokes, but then now you're like, I was.
Well, you cross over the border and they hand you a Trump sign. Like, you have to put, like, somewhere on your property. It's crazy.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, you know what? Here's the thing. You know, Gina and I have been spouting off our liberal ideas, right, on this podcast previously. And come to find out, we have, like, both our families have, like, strong Republican leanings in them. And so, you know.
Which is surprising.
I mean, a little bit surprising.
You wouldn't
but then,
expect
no.
it.
So there you go. We're all flawed, ladies and gentlemen.
Gar she blows.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we expect it?
I mean, just, you know.
Oh, you know, the Tanner Hughes.
Yeah.
Racist, Gina.
Racist.
Have darker skin. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Deranged Penguin Podcast. Last week, we talked about amazing things. We had one of our better podcasts, and that was partly because Brad wasn't on it.
That means this is going to be one
sense.
Of our
yeah.
worst.
I mean, you know, Brad usually hijacks the conversation, so be prepared for that.
You know how he is, guys.
Del will be getting ready to tell
if
an amazing
tell
anecdote.
From Del.
And then Brad's like, yeah, but me.
Gone.
That's fine, because I don't have much to talk about this week.
It's fine. last week, if you want to listen to the show, episode 178 of the amazing Deranged Penguin Podcast.
Amazing.
It's recorded weekly. delivered to you via the Brothers Grimm. Listen closely for the moral. We picked a, what was it? We reviewed Donald Trump's Art of the Deal. Brad, did you watch that?
I did not. Right. I would like to. I still haven't gotten around
you
to it.
Should.
I got my cube building up right now, and I'm going to just fucking destroy it once I start working nights.
I think that one's about poop, right?
Yeah, that's about poop. That's the Art of the Dump. We discussed at length.
It is a euphemism.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we like really sounded like we were defending wife-beating Johnny Depp. I was like, yeah, I mean, you know, is a jab to the face really beating your wife? No, so we
we did at the end state in no unclear terms that we are against that.
Yeah, we're against that. But can you believe her black eye?
But ladies, I
don't know anything about the details of that.
Yeah. So yeah, we talked about why you shouldn't put celebrities on pedestals, except for dunce Ryan Lochte. What a douche. We discussed the letter to George Orwell that Dell was reading while he was talking about it. He's George, like, yeah, one of my favorite sentences is, "Dear George."
And that was the best sentence of the whole thing. How about that?
Yeah. We talked about Gawker getting shut down. And a little bit about Grimm's Fairy Tale Classics. No one responded and found out Dell's...
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I said I was good with search engines, but it turns out I couldn't find it either.
It's impossible.
It is. We all fail.
Yeah, I mean, I looked for it. I couldn't
Brad, we'll task you with it. Yeah. See Ray if you can find the cartoon version of this Japanese fairy tale.
Mm-hmm. It's the Swan Wife or something like that?
The Crane Wife, not the Swan.
The Crane Wife.
Or the Japanese name, which Dell said so eloquently last week.
Yeah, it wasn't eloquent.
I'll give a stab at it this time. It's like Tsuru no Ongeishi.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's not that.
I'm intrigued I like the Decemberists, but I mean, I don't even... What is this? Is it a cartoon?
You listened to the last week's podcast, it's a
folk tale. It's a Japanese story.
Okay.
And here's the thing. It's important to Dell because it changed his life. He was going to be a carpenter, but he decided to be... What do you do now, Dell?
I don't know.
A podcaster?
Yeah, and that's how he came to those uncertain dreams.
Yeah. And he was going to be a carpenter, and now he's a carpenter cover band guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sings on top of the world.
Just one note, because I keep skipping this, and the further we get away from the Olympics, nobody's gonna give a shit until
I already know.
Until 2020.
What are the Olympics? Nobody remembers.
I know.
English gardener ran her leg in the gold medal winning.
Ran her leg. She should have ran both of them.
Yeah, she should have.
Her name is English Gardner.
Yeah, in the 4x100 final.
She's actually an American.
Somebody stole one of her shoes.
No green thumb.
Somebody stole one of her shoes right before the race. And then she had to borrow Allison Felix's.
Did she win?
Yeah, they won the.
Did they find the perp? Yeah.
No, they didn't find the perp. But I was just thinking how that's funny. How I would have had two pairs of shoes like Allison Felix, and that way, Allison Felix and I are the same.
What?
You're as good as her.
Yeah. Not that many other similarities, though. If I can just.
No.
Brad, why do you have to make it negative? Dell doesn't make things negative. I like Dell better. Ladies and gentlemen.
Adam also has long thighs.
What?
In case you're wondering.
Long thighs.
I don't know what that means.
Get that mental
picture. Is that a compliment? I don't know what just happened right now. Are you hitting on me, Jim? You hitting on me? You know I'm married and I have a daughter.
Yeah, I've heard.
You better watch out. You have another daughter.
Yeah. Is that what happened to you, Brad?
Yeah. My wife says something about my long thighs and all of a sudden, boom.
You get some long thighs there.
Is that a euphemism?
That is for pooping. Yes.
Is that what happens? Is it like, you know, I guess Brad was coming home, like, putting down all his chemicals from making pharmacy things.
Making pharmacy, yes.
Yeah.
Making pharmacy.
And that's why I was like, man.
Adam has all the words.
I have all the words. The best words. The best words.
That's good words.
Hey there, Bradley. You got some long thighs. And then, boop, next thing you know, two kids later. How those kids doing?
5 kids later.
Yeah. I guess as we move to Arkansas, where it's a law, state law, you have to have 7 kids.
Yeah, just
so
to
now
get
now you
in.
Fit in.
Mm. Yep. I'm actually on the shy end of the reproductive scale. This is true.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Your thighs ain't that long. You only got 3 kids.
Oh, why is that funny?
I don't know, but I like it.
You look like you got short thighs. You ain't got... Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Dreams Penguin Podcast, and it's brought to you.
It's the third time you said that.
Yeah, I'm just letting everybody know because I feel like every point is a point where the listener's like, "What the fuck am I listening to?" So I'm answering them because I know your thoughts. Hey, Dreams Penguin Podcast.
Know what you're thinking? Four. Still us. Yeah.
Still us. So Brad moved to Arkansas. Now, if I have this right, Brad, you've moved your life from you were founded in Florida. And you you're not founded in Florida?
No.
Georgia.
Nashville, Tennessee.
What?
We were close.
From Nashville down to Florida. You went to Florida on purpose. I didn't think anybody does that unless you were 85 years old. Then you moved from there to Mississippi, from Mississippi to Virginia, from Virginia to Arkansas. Do I have this correct? Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, why?
Well, I mean, my goal is to live in every state that has an SEC team, you know, by the end of my life. And I'm thinking that they're going to annex Virginia eventually. So I just want to go ahead and get that one off the books.
Preempt that.
Yeah, I think they did do that, right? They're trying, like Richmond. Don't they have, like, monuments to all the generals of the rebels were there, right? Is that true?
Yeah, no, they definitely do. It's on a really beautiful street. Called Monument Avenue, which I know is crazy to have a monument on a Monument Avenue, but you know, whatever.
I guess makes sense. I mean, I wonder about that. Like, what if, say, just hear me out here. What if, say, in San Antonio, we had like a monument to the Mexican army? We're like, man, General Santa Anna was on this street. Everybody would be like, what are you doing? They lost. I'm like, yeah, Virginia. And then we just kind of turn over and look at them.
I think it would depend on the residents of the street, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think it has anything to do with the person in the monument. I think it's all about who has the money on the street where the monument is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a beautiful street and it's all Hispanic people.
Nobody's excited about General Santa Anna. But I see your point. We're coming up on college football season, and Gina and I are gonna make a trip up to Denon to go see UNT's foosball take on SMU foosball. Funny thing about that is that UNT fired the head coach back in the day, a guy named Daryl Dickey.
Fired him.
Yeah, because he sucked. And one of the boosters got real mad. He was like, you know what? I'm going to pull my $1 million donation unless you name the practice field Daryl Dickey Practice Field. And UNT was like, we kind of need that $1 million, guys.
What do they do at that practice field?
They named it after the coach they fired.
But what do they do there?
Play foosball.
Never mind.
Well, try to get the better Daryl Dick. I don't know. Sucks playing foosball on that.
Are you making a long thigh thing again? I don't understand what's going on.
Brad, Adam's going to keep bringing up the long thighs.
I don't understand what that means.
I know. He's obsessed.
He's so proud.
It's funny. We might call this episode long thigh. We're only 13 minutes into it. So, I see your point there. Whoever lives there, whoever has the money. Whoever has the gold makes the rule. What is that?
Wow.
That's not
you
a phrase.
You could really stand some stimulants right now, man. You are just all over the place.
Yeah.
It's like traveling monuments, football monuments, monuments football. What's happening next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What movie is that from?
That's not a thing.
Haven't you heard of the golden rule? He who has the gold, makes the rules. What movie
don't
is that
from?
That's The Matrix, isn't it?
No.
You guys don't encourage
him. I heard
that
when I was like a child.
It's a kid's movie,
you
right?
You never heard it.
Oh, is it Aladdin? It is Aladdin.
It is Aladdin.
Dang, I'm the best.
Is it The Matrix? It's Aladdin.
Yeah, so similar.
No, it's Bambi.
Often confused.
They say it in The Matrix, too.
No, they don't do that. It's actually a misnomer.
I think you're thinking of Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Actually, you're thinking of Kelly Oubre, plays for the Matrix.
Yeah, it's not the Matrix. It's in the
you're
Trinity
thinking
Matrix.
Thinking of Kelly Blue Book?
Yeah, it's not a real thing, actually.
Tells you how
that's
much you can get for
thing.
Your car.
Trinity's in church. Could bring in religion into it.
Trinity is a character in the Matrix.
Can't prove that.
But this is the Bible Belt, so.
It's a Bible Belt.
What is the Bumble Belt?
Everybody has strokes over here in Arkansas. trouble speaking.
Sorry, I'm still acclimating to the meth. Yeah, so that's cool that you moved there. So everybody moved in fine, no adventures. We saw you tweeting. That was surprising.
It took me 2 days to get here. The second of the 2 days ended up being a little bit longer than I planned. I left Tennessee at 4 a.m. I didn't get here. I gained an hour, by the way. I went from East Coast to Central Standard Time. And I didn't get here until it's like 6 p.m., I believe.
How is that possible? How do you stretch that into a 15-hour drive?
He has four kids.
I mean, it was a lot of the kids. So, you know, I got one that's potty training, and I got a pregnant wife, and they urinate a lot. Those two people do. And then the one who wasn't potty trained decided that she wanted to just start throwing up everywhere. So had a couple of asides for that. And the last Brad 2 buckets. Hours, baking in the heat, I'm telling you, man, vomit. It smells delicious.
There's nothing like hot vomit.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But that was really the most adventurous part of the entire thing. Otherwise, it's just been sort of... Yeah, it's just been good times, trying to learn where normal shit like the grocery store is and stuff like that. But otherwise, it's fine.
That's good, man.
So you said your brother is being kind enough to put you guys up for now. Where are all of your belongings in the meantime?
I put them in. I'm going to go ahead and give these guys a plug. U-Haul has their own version of pods.
Ooh.
Yeah,
and I might want to pull this plug at another point in time if all of my shit is destroyed because the pod fell apart. But I just used that, so they dropped them off. I loaded all my shit into the pods, and then they keep them in storage until I need them.
Sweet.
And then whenever I decide to get a house, I will summon them, and they will show up on my front step.
Don't you mean mobile home?
Yes, that's what he means. Double wide.
That would be great. I would love that, actually. Out in the middle of the woods, on a pond, maybe.
There are actually some really nice double whites.
That's all the micro house movement is. It's a fucking trailer.
Yeah, basically.
It is. I know exactly what you're talking about. The dude from the Spurs, or the formerly of the Spurs, Matt Bonner, they're putting it together. I was like, this definitely looks like a trailer. They're just getting a trailer. Fake house.
Yeah, I mean, you got different finishes on stuff. You got a fucking bigger pitch to the roof. That's a trailer.
What kind of finish? You're not going to care about the finish because
you care.
You're trying to climb it. And you're like, that's what I'd be looking at. Like, how climbable is this stove? Because I need to climb on it to my bedroom, you know?
Right.
It'll look nice while you're stepping on it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd get a tiny house. I don't mind a small place, but
for fun, but not for always, you know?
So you'd like a tree house.
I would love one for fun. Yeah. I would love like a camper, like a fiberglass camper to drag behind my
SUV.
And like go on, you know, nothing big. Just like, you know, I don't know, maybe like an 8x4 like camper. You can like put a bunch of cots in.
Sure,
man.
It's fucking fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to be getting an RV soon, I guess?
Fuck no. I'm getting nothing. I'm going to buy the least amount of shit possible.
He's going to get an RV.
He put down the down payment already.
I mean, RVs look cool. I could totally see myself, like, you know.
Driving one?
Yeah.
But you just have a fantasy about driving a bus.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I was a kid, and I used to hang out with my great-grandmother, actually, you know, she would go to and fro to the hospital, I guess, or doctor's office, pharmacy, what you do when you're
riding the bus.
Yeah, and so she used to ride the bus, and I used to ride with her. And the cool thing is, because she was an elderly, she got to be in the front. So that means I got to be in the front. It was cool. And
it was cruel?
Cool. And I don't know. I just like the way the bus driver drove the bus. I totally wanted to be a bus driver. I was like, this looks fun. You get to just drive a cool bus, do whatever you want.
It's not too late.
I mean, yeah, but then until you realize, like, yeah, that's not the most well-paying job. You can't really do too much.
I don't know, man. I've always fantasized about driving a minibus, like decking out a minibus for tailgating purposes.
Do it.
Well, I'm just waiting for the right busted ass mini, bus to come on the market for $1,200 that I can go snatch up, convert into my tailgate mobile, and then, you know, go have fun. But I'm not going to drop, like, 10 grand on some stupid bus.
No, I mean, so, like, one of the coolest things, and there's a link out there on the internet to it, was when there's a mean green tailgating machine. It's a old school bus, like a full-on school bus, not the short bus, full-on school bus.
Like the old Bluebird?
Yeah, it's exactly that. And he painted it green for UNT, mean green. And he, you know, renovated the inside, put, like, a little kitchenette in there and whatever. And on the outside, he had a what is it called? Like a keg thing that would fill up, like in a helmet. So it had a UNT helmet, and you'd put your beer, your plastic beer cup in it, and it'd fill it up from the bottom and then pop out. It was so a cool dumb. Thing. It was stupid. Yeah, it's stupid. It's not quality beer, but it was cool. You're like, yeah, oh, yeah, look at this. Fun. Yeah, and then, you know, you're out there, it's tailgating thing. And
yeah,
it's, cool.
It's a fun thing.
Yeah. But it's dumb.
I mean, yeah, it's, everything's dumb. Watching football's dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Throwing frisbees, the bus dumb. Itself is sort of dumb, to be completely honest.
Yeah, it's a hobby. Hobbies are dumb. Nobody, you know, like, man, you know, scrapbooking, that guy really has it figured out. Yeah, scrapbooking is dumb, but it's fun for some people. So I'm not going to let you shit on people's hobbies, Dale. I think the problem with anything, especially these dumb hobbies.
That is dumb.
especially, yeah, these kind of hobbies. If you've gone to any tailgating situation, you see stuff like this. It's full on. You see somebody like, wow, you really have three TVs set
so,
up?
So extravagant.
Yeah, you it really is. Have three TVs and a grill that costs like $3,000. Like, what is happening out here
that
for
that you use five weekly. Times a year?
I feel like the essential tailgate is the best kind of tailgate. Like, you just do a Weber
chairs,
grill.
Cooler.
Yeah. And maybe like a covering. Like one of the, what are those things called? Just the little tent things. Yeah, but it's a canopy, right? That thing. I think that's it. That's all you need.
I do like a tent. A tent is not a necessary piece of equipment.
At a tailgate? A tent?
Yeah, I mean.
Are we talking about the same thing? What is that called? The thing you got from Academy?
A canopy?
Yeah.
It's a fucking tent.
Oh, man. A tent has all the sides on it, man.
Yeah. Listen to Dell. Dell's a all professional right,
whatever,
camper.
A canopy. I think that's a nice piece of equipment to have. Is it essential? No. But it is nice to have.
It is nice to have. I'm very glad of mine.
Yeah, it protected us from the rain one time, two times, and two different tailgates.
Why would you even buy that, though, Dell? I mean, you only get to use it like five times a year.
Dell no,
uses
it,
use it all the time.
Dell uses it all the time.
Like you live underneath it? Like
pretty much. I set it up in my backyard and I just hang out.
It's a secondary roof underneath your
pretty
current
much.
Roof, just in case one of your roofs.
Oh, inside, yeah. I do leave it up inside all year long. Hey, Brad. I don't need your sarcasm, man.
What'd I tell you, Dell? The podcast is better without Brad shitting on everybody.
Yeah,
too.
For real. Kate, why don't you move again, man?
Why did I fucking
I hear back? Alaska is a good place to live.
You know, I interviewed
I'll take you a few months
a
to get there.
Alaska.
Yeah, you I might did. Want to take a bike canopy for that one. Not a tent.
I got a job offer in Alaska.
Yeah.
You should take it.
Yeah.
Improve our show. So yeah,
just kidding, man. I like
that one. You don't have to say that.
Yeah.
Once you say that, it's not funny anymore. Now it's
funny. It is funny. No, it's endearing. Now it's endearing.
Yeah.
I'm not endeared to either of you guys. Now I hate you both now.
But you are a deer.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Only sometimes.
Like Bambi.
Deer in the headlights. So, yeah, the canopies are useful. You go to the beach. You go tailgate. Cookout, whatever. It's useful because it's quick. It's like the chairs that you bring.
What do you think about a grill? Do you feel like you have to have a grill at a tailgate?
No,
you do not. But if you are going to have one, keep it small. Like the Weber grills, the little, you know, tiny ones. Those are the best ones. You don't need a full-on tailgating giant smoker thing.
The best thing is just to make friends with somebody else out there that has a grill and is grilling stuff.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I like the sort of B-list, like, homemade grills, too. The ones that are made out of, like, 55-gallon drums or, like, a keg that somebody sawed the top and the bottom out of. Because, I mean, all of these things are is just, like, a big fucking metal tube. You know, it's not, like, it's fancy, but they can roll it out there. It's easy to get it out there. It's easy to use. And if they destroy it, they just fucking leave it. You know, I think those are actually pretty good things to have out there.
You know, for the people that have to clean it up, it's not so great. They're like, what the fuck? There's a keg out here. Keg turned into a barbecue pit. What the hell?
And honestly, man, after you spend the money on the tools and all the stuff needed to convert a trash can or a keg into a grill, you spend about the same much as
exactly for an item that wasn't intended to be cooked upon.
I really doubt that.
What do you mean you doubt it?
Go to the,
what does that even mean? You doubt
if you're going
to
saw off the top of a keg, you have to have an electrical saw that'll do that. That in and of itself
you can get
as much as a Weber
you
grill.
You can get a galvanized bit for a jigsaw that can do that for you.
Okay.
So it's a $7 bit.
$7 bit, then you need what, like an hour?
But you need the
two
drill
hours
too.
To go out there and do it. You got to go drill it, cut it.
I mean, that's the thing. I guess I already have all the tools. That's why I think of this. But
okay, if you already have the tools.
I guess that's not fair. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm saying, look, it's expensive. I mean, it costs money to do this anyway, to go tailgate. Well, you got to get the parking pass. Every place needs a parking pass. Even when I cheaped out and was like begging my friends, like, hey, you have a parking pass you want to give me? I mean, you still got to deal with it. You got to drive to their house, pick it up, whatever. You got to buy some beer, take a cooler, remember all the essentials. Somebody, you know, you always forget something. You got the tongs. You forget the tongs sometimes. So one time we forgot the tongs. We had to like flip the hot dogs with our hands. That was scary. Kind of burned my hand a little bit. But you know what I'm saying? You have things to do.
I'll tell you another user-friendly piece of equipment that I don't have. I probably would not buy for myself because I don't do it often enough. But if you're a regular out there, if you're going out, you know,
all the time,
every other weekend, all fall, is the grill that attaches to your, like, trailer hitch.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yeah, I've seen those.
That looks like it's a pretty handy piece of equipment. And then that way you don't ever have to lift your grill.
Yeah. You know, I think my splurge would be a TV with like a satellite setup. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I had a Wi-Fi hotspot and then I was like streaming the game to TV. I think that was cool. But that's my little splurge. Dell, what would yours be? Non-essential tailgate item.
A kegerator.
I was just about to say that, man. That's such a fucking good call.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if you got a kegerator, you got every other thing in the world coming to you.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Fun fact, like was it third weekend that we met you, Dell? We saw you did a keg stand. There you go.
Really?
Yeah. We have the video of it still.
Oh yeah. In Mississippi. That's probably the last keg stand I've ever did.
Damn, we got it on film. Yep. We actually did put it on film. We converted it to film.
Oh yeah. Took it digitally and then put it to reel. You put it on reel.
Reel to reel. It's pretty
eight
bad.
Millimeter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think we're gonna do any tailgates this weekend. Are you guys gonna go to any college football things this weekend? Southern Miss, they play this weekend?
I don't know.
I am not going to any this weekend.
I'm going to a brewery this weekend.
For Labor Day weekend, going to a brewery. I mean, are you guys doing any kind of cookout thing for Labor Day weekend? By the way, Dell, Southern Miss plays at Kentucky this weekend.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
you don't even care.
No. I'm going to a potluck dinner Monday afternoon of Labor Day.
What is this? Are you 85 years old?
Maybe.
Brad, you're not doing any foosball tailgate?
I'm going to be watching some foosball at my brother's house. I'm probably not going to be going to watch any foosball, though.
Yeah. Any plans for this year at all?
I haven't made any plans for this year. I mean, there are going to be a bunch of games that are here, actually, that are good games. Bama's coming here.
Yeah, when you say here, like I guess you're, how close are you to
Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Like 5 miles away.
Oh, dang, yeah. Are you going to go to any of those? I think I would definitely make plans to go to like 8 of them.
I would like to, but part of it is I don't know. Well, like for this weekend, for instance, I mean, Lauren is due to pop. Like, yeah. any day. She, like, we scheduled the induction for the 6th because she still hadn't gone into labor yet.
Hmm.
So at this point, like, I'm trying not to tempt the fates and, like, get my hopes up and buy a bunch of tickets and go down there and, like, get ready to have a good time, get sauced, and then all of a sudden get a phone call.
Yeah.
That had been a buddy of mine about a month ago, and, ah, man, he was not having a great time about day two of that kid's life. We went out, you know, because his wife was, like, scheduled to be induced, like, the next week, and he's like, it just hadn't happened. It's not going to happen. So, like, let's go out. This was the week before I left Virginia, and we ended up going out and, you know, having a good time. And
yeah.
Good luck, Max. Jesus. I mean, he was, I don't know, like 8 beers deep or something like that. About midnight, he got the call from his wife. I'm going into labor. Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm the only one that's going to be doing some tailgate. We're going to, we're taking the kid up there. It's going to be our first game, even though I'm not super excited about taking a kid to the stadium.
Is this the first road trip she's been on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, good luck. Have fun.
It should be fun. She's a good kid. She's a champ. But yeah, so we're going to do typically what we normally do. We always try to make the first game of the year. So we're going to do that. Meet up with friends. I'm going to visit everybody's tailgate. I feel like my contribution to everybody's tailgate is that, do the Mean Green Nation podcast. MeanGreenNation.com.
That's huge, man.
Yeah. Del, this is before the show started, but I guess for everybody listening, somebody posted it on the SMU forum. They're like, look at these clowns talking to – I hate their voices. They sound stupid, which tells me that they were listening to the show.
Yeah.
If they got 40 – the guy was like, I made it 30 minutes in. I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, this dude listened for 30 minutes. You know?
Mean Green Nation or
– Yeah, Mean Green Nation podcast. Not us. Not us. Yeah. But if they listen to all of it, I always drop the hit. Hey. That podcast is brought to you by DerangedPenguin.com. So nice. There you go.
Bless you.
At least some people will be listening to
our show. Where you can hear people with golden voices sneeze.
Golden sneeze.
So buttery.
Yeah. Buttery sneeze.
Oh, by the way,
what?
Rest in peace, Gene Wilder.
Oh,
what man. A loss.
Hurt my heart, man. Yeah. We actually let Anna watch Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. What the fuck's the name of the movie? Willy Wonka?
It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, we let her watch that for the first time the day that we stopped in Tennessee on our way over here, and she is in love with that movie. That's and awesome. It makes me happy because that was like one of my favorite movies growing up. But like, I mean, there's like this little truck toy where you know that part in the movie where he's Gene Wilder's on the back of the bubble truck and he's like pulling all the switches and levers and stuff's going crazy.
Yeah.
Anna imitates that scene at least once a day right now. I mean, that's so she cool. Just, yeah. So, man, it hurt my heart to see Gene Wilder.
He was 83 years old. So, I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's not like
due.
It was, yeah. It's not like it was cut short.
I think you broke the news to me, Adam. I was surprised, but I didn't realize how old he was.
Yeah.
And I also was not aware that he had Alzheimer's. So it's sad, but he was pretty old.
Yeah.
So he lived a long life, which is nice.
I haven't read the whole story, but did you hear that, like, they said as soon as he passed, like, Somewhere Over the Rainbow came on the radio? Everybody was like, wow, that's a crazy movement.
Like on his radio or just someone's radio somewhere
his
in the
radio,
world?
A radio that was in the room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd remember it, but it's weird. Like, I wonder what song was. I mean, I remember what song was playing for our kid when she was born. I was like, wow, I didn't think it would be this band.
Weezer. I didn't think it would be Weezer.
No, it was the one, the saying that I love you forever. Sing it, gonna keep on that one. That. And I think it was
REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
I'm glad you could make that out, Del.
Whoever taught that was going to be a thing. And then, you know, I don't know what song was playing anywhere when I was born. But I wonder what songs would be playing when I go. And I just think those are the important things to note. You know, like, who cares what it did during my life? What was playing when I was born?
Probably Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
That'd be on the radio.
Yeah.
Barbie World.
And so goes Adam.
I'm a Barbie. Let's go party.
In life. Let's do a remake of that, Gina, where I sing the Barbie part and you sing the Ken part.
Dude part.
That
sounds good. I totally listen. Sounds good to me.
We could totally put out mixtapes of us singing songs and just put it on like
SoundCloud. No, I would bomb. It would be just like regular things.
Yeah.
That we do.
You know, I still couldn't get that.
We become famous.
I still couldn't get that fairy tale song that we discussed last week out of my head.
I sang it every day, man. Every day. I had to tell like 6 people about it because I would just start humming it and I had to talk about it.
Did anybody else remember?
Yeah, vaguely. Not as they didn't seem to respond as strongly as we did. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're lesser people than we are. Yeah, so what are you going to do? Well, speaking of, I guess this is kind of touching on stuff that happened last week. Brad, do you remember Sharon Lewis and Bram?
Nobody called
them. I don't know what that is.
The Elephant Show?
Nobody does, Brad.
No.
Skinnamarinky dinky dink, skinnamarinky do.
I've heard this.
Okay. I love you.
All right, well, I mean, you're pretty old. What do you remember? I guess what was on TV? Howdy Doody? Yes.
No, yeah, I saw that this was a topic of discussion. I watched, when I got home from school,
Sonny and Cher.
DuckTales.
Woo!
I watched Tailspin. I watched Darkwing Duck. And I watched Gummy Bears.
Let's get dangerous.
Gummy Bears is great. So you didn't watch The Elephant Show?
I don't know what the hell that is.
Dinky, dinky,
what channel is that coming on?
Nickelodeon.
Really? Yeah. So we've been in younger.
Yeah, and then I like some other shows on Nickelodeon, like Hey Dude and Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
I like those
Hey Dude was so good.
You guys remember You Can't Say That on Television?
Nope.
Yeah, my mom went to watch that.
Yeah, that was, it was older. That's where
Wasn't
you get
somebody
slimed.
Who's now famous on that? I mean, I know that's the case for like all those shows, but that one in particular.
I don't know for sure. Yeah. Shows from the childhood. I mean, it's fun talking about it, trying not to get too caught up in it because it is kind of dumb when you think about it, just remembering when you're little. But we were kind of talking about this when we're like, hey, are we going to crank out another kid or not? And then we're trying to determine whether or not, you know, being an only child is a good thing. I know all of us have siblings here, so we're not really the best.
You can say that on television. You can't do that on television.
There you go. Whatever. Same thing. But I don't know. What do you think, just without doing any research, Brad Dell, what are the pros of being an only child, you think?
More resources.
I like Brad immediately. You get all the cereal.
Yeah. You get every toy from the box of cereal.
But then I think worst case scenario is that when you're trying to make friends, you turn into the kid that like tries to make friends by saying, "Hey, look at my Xbox." Hey, look
right,
at yeah.
Right.
Del, do you have any thoughts?
I think that only children probably tend to have like be able to interact with older people, like are probably more mature for their age because they interact with adults more regularly. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. Most only children, I don't think, end up as well adjusted in some ways.
Like, why do you think that is? Like, they don't interact? I mean, they're just weirdos?
Does it really? It's like a big influence on you having a peer that you live with.
Maybe. I think so. I think learning to cope with somebody that you have to be around, like if you're an only child and you get tired of being around somebody, you can pretty much just like
not be around them.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you have a sibling, you have to learn to
compromise.
Be in a relationship with them even when you don't want to be.
Yeah, it's true. I think the first time I said it was when I was giving a speech to be class president and like 4th grade or something like that. And I was like, well, I come from a family oldest of like 4 kids. And so I learned leadership or whatever. And my teacher
that
said I probably
made
should say
up. Nobody was doing that.
I felt like it was made up. But I will say that I think some of the lessons that I learned as the oldest kid kind of helped me, like just kind of resolving conflict or even maybe starting conflict too. You know, I learned some things like you said, you have to learn to compromise. I think, I was joking with a friend. Now, they got like 3 kids. I was saying, yeah, that kind of happens. I remember when I was a kid and we were all playing, me and my 2 brothers in the room, and my youngest brother, like, tripped and hurt his head and he started crying. And I was like, shh, don't be, just, you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Because I knew it was kind of getting to our bedtime. It was like 15 minutes past our bedtime. And I knew my dad heard him. He would come in and say, what are you guys doing up? It's time for bed, you know? And that's exactly what happened. And so then I was like, God. Next night, same situation. He fell again. I was like, no. Shh. This time I really was like, here's the toy. You can play with my toy. Everything's fine. So that way. Yeah. And I don't know if that's just my personality. I would have been that way regardless. Or if that's, I learned some of these things because I grew up like that.
No, I definitely think it's the latter.
Nurture, huh? Not nature.
In this case, I mean, yeah, in that specific scenario, I think it's like a learned behavior. But yeah. I agree with Dell by and large.
That's never a good thing. Never a good thing to agree with Dell.
People just generally speaking being slightly less well adjusted.
Yeah, I think so too. It seems that way. I mean, I'd like to think that you can learn, or as a parent, that you could teach your child everything they need to know about life with or without them having siblings, but I think there are things that you get out of that you just can't teach someone.
I think that parents can, and I think it does happen, but it takes so much intentionality and awareness of the parents that I think is not a very, the things that happen naturally that unfold naturally in a sibling relationship, you have to kind of like create that environment some way.
Yeah.
And I think most parents, especially if they weren't only children, don't think about that. Or maybe if they were only children, they don't think it's valuable because they didn't experience it themselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to like go intentionally socialize them. That's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know. And it's also kind of hard too because I think we all grew up with siblings. And so we look back on that like, you know, that was my experience. Therefore, it's good.
The one I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to think of anybody I know that's an only child.
Yeah. The only one that I know is a fucking sociopath.
What I've learned from only children of the internet is, as a child, it's fine. You have your friends. You're really close with your parents. It's no big deal when you're a kid. But when you grow up, it's lonely.
Yeah.
And well, you wish you had siblings.
I was wondering about that.
To
like,
share things with.
You shared that with me, and I was wondering kind of what they meant. I was thinking that
like
they're
around
like...
around holidays, you see everyone who has family they can reach out to and spend time with. You don't have that. And if your parents die, then you have no one to grieve with. You're alone, and you're the last one of your family.
Yeah, it makes sense.
If you have children, you have no aunts and uncles to give them. You just have whatever your spouse has, and that's it for the family.
Yeah.
And what else did they say? And then if dealing with the grief, I said that right. And then if when your parents get older, dealing with the burden of caring for an older parent, you shoulder that on your own.
Yeah, I was mostly thinking about that, like just. And then, but I think what one other thing you mentioned earlier was that you have nobody to reminisce about childhood. And I was thinking about that. I was like, I guess it's kind of.
Because I know you're the hardest. I was like, dang, that sucks.
Like you and your sister think about back when y'all were
kids.
That's
all we have to talk about. Then I guess if I didn't have a sibling, it would be fine because I wouldn't need to talk about that. But yeah, you have no one to remember what your parents were like together.
Hey, remember the time?
Yeah, and you don't want to talk to your parents about that.
Nobody remembers.
Dad really sucks sometimes. Like you need your sibling who's like, yeah, he does.
Yeah, Dad does suck. I guess, I mean, I don't know, like, I can see both of that. I do think as you get older, I think it can be kind of good and bad. I mean, I think I was closer with my siblings when I was younger, and I'm less close now just because of life circumstances.
You have all the expectations of your parents on you.
Yeah, I think that's
not
probably
dispersed among children. It's just like, you better do good.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal, depending, like... Yo, we got kid.
Don't screw it
better
up.
Better not fuck up. I think that could be a thing. God, does that mean we have to have other kids?
Yeah, it's the burden. It's selfish to have one, but then once you have one, it's selfish not to have more. That's the lesson.
This is how we have 8 billion people in this world. Everybody had the same decision, like, fuck. You have to have eight kids.
I don't think that everybody thought this at all. I think the people were just horny.
Might have been
Brad,
that.
Is that the case? You saw her long thighs.
That's exactly what it is. I could not resist.
That's gross. But that's cool. So, I mean, I guess, you know, that's the thing that your children won't have to deal with. They all can get together.
Little
gang of ladies be like, man, dad is a corny motherfucker, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I mean, there you go. Del, I mean, to the extent that you're comfortable talking about on the podcast, what's your relationship like with your sibling? And could you see a scenario where you'd just be by yourself and how that would be better?
Better?
Or just good, or like basically not bad. You know what I mean?
I don't know. My brother and I have always been super close, you know? Like super, like I consider him.
I consider him like my brother.
Like my brother, yeah, and like my best friend, one of my best friends too. And my sister and I have grown closer as we've gotten older and hang out a lot more now that we live close to each other. But I don't know, man. Like having somebody that automatically kind of understands who you are, that you don't have to have. There's really no barrier to communication with them. Like you don't have to like translate your feelings into something that they can understand. Really is nice, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. I think, I don't know if I've ever.
Being around other minorities.
Hmm?
I said like being around other minorities.
Yeah.
Yeah, other women in a large group of men, yeah, like black people.
We understand that.
You're the only ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, see, but I think the thing about that, though, is that some people have that relationship with, like, friends, like non-blooded people.
Right, right.
I mean, so, like, how much of that is...
I think that's harder to find.
Think so? Yeah, I mean...
And I know people who don't have close relationships like that with their siblings, too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they have more of a, like, a... businessy type relationship or a guarded type relationship. So I think some of that is just like the environment that we grew up in that was like open and honest. And I have that with a couple of friends as well, but I don't know if I have that with my friends or I became friends with them because of the way that my home life was. And those are the people that I gravitated to, or it's just the way that we all have to be, you know?
Makes sense.
How do you show those things?
And
out?
Each of you has multiple siblings. How many do you each have?
I have three.
I have two.
Three.
See, and I've only got one. I wonder what kind of difference that makes.
Mm, yeah. Definitely. Well, see, the thing is that you can form alliances. That really helps out. You're like, let's gang up on, you know, this other one here.
Yeah, not when there's only two of you.
So, yeah, I mean, you have to, you really learn some politics there. You're like, oh, I can't, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing. You learn that with your brother. You're like, God, if I make friends... with my little brother, we can outvote my other brother and get the kind of cereal that we want to get.
Yes,
right.
So I just make a compromise, like, hey.
That early politicking.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, what, you know, we did pork, was it pork barrel? Whatever.
I have no idea what you're saying.
There's a word for.
Pork and beans.
Yeah, pork and beans. Politics, making laws, you know. Del, do you know what I'm talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thanks for that, Doug.
I know what you're talking about. It's like when you add crap onto a bill that doesn't have anything to do with the bill. Yeah.
Well, it seems like Brad's more of my brother than Del is. Thanks a lot, Del.
Pork barrel politics.
Yeah. Whatever.
That's not a thing.
Been downgraded. It's like my cousin once told me, we're real little, he's like, you're not going to be my cousin anymore if you beat me right now. And I was like, what? It's like, no, dude, you're always going to be my cousin. I could beat you over and over. I'm going to be my cousin, no matter what. There you go.
Get ready.
You're going to take this L. Yeah, I think, that's always weird. I don't know, we're just kind of talking back and forth because we're like, are we going to have another kid? When did we start having that discussion? When did y'all start having that discussion, Bradford? Or did you, again, or are you just like, long thighs?
Long thighs.
Yeah. After we had the first one, we were like, I mean, we knew we were going to have another one. It wasn't like, oh, are we? It was, I mean, both of us were like on board with having a second one. So it was more just a matter of like when.
Yeah.
As soon as you shimmied into your jorts.
Yep.
And walked on by.
And those long thighs.
They, whoa, man.
It's right. time.
I get that.
It's business time.
Yeah, I think that's kind of hard.
I mean, I don't know how some people crank them out so fast, to be honest. I mean, my wife wouldn't even let me touch her for 6 months.
Yeah, it was for other reasons, Brett.
Yeah, I did have bad breath.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I just feel like we're kind of coming up around the same time when we found out that we were with child, Gina's with child. And so, like, you kind of think about that again. Like, imagine, I guess, right now, we could, in theory, Gina, do this again. And we're like, whoa, that sounds like a big undertaking. It seemed like it all flew by to me. You agree with this?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, like once you think about it, you're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And then I think on top of that, you have to think about the kinds of things that happen. Like every time, you know, you go get check them, they're like, all right, everything looks normal. It was kind of like, whew, all right.
Yeah.
Normal at this stage.
Yeah. You have to go live. Yeah. Heart seems fine. Again.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to make any major decisions yet. Seems great. Seems great. And then even like when the baby's out and they're testing the hearing, they're like, it can hear, it can see, it can breathe, you know. All these things is like just check. And then even now, same thing now as it gets older, she gets older. Yeah, I'm like, oh, we have to kind of start at square one again. You know what I mean? Like all that little, just the little tiny worries or decisions you have to make. I don't know. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
But Brad doesn't care. He's like, yeah, let it ride.
So Gina, you're pregnant is what I'm hearing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Jumped right in, guys. No. That's not what you're hearing.
I have a friend who's...
I don't believe this already. I don't believe you have got friends.
Chance of having Irish twins.
What does that mean?
Back to back.
Two babies born within one the same year. Calendar year.
That's crazy.
Where did y'all learn this thing? How did y'all know
Jeremy
this?
Jeremy Litton.
I just know Irish really? People.
Yeah.
Wow.
Total accident. Not excited.
But then it's kind of a good time, right? Because it's like you're as ready for it right now as you've ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still doing it.
They've apparently taken care of things to ensure that it's not possible after that.
Well, you know what? Speaking of taking care of things, was it the dude, the starting quarterback for University of Texas? He was a surprise baby, miracle baby. They had the dad snipped, right? After they had like four girls.
They thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then here comes this one. They're like, what the hell? And they were kind of giving the dude their doctor kind of crap. Like, I mean, are you going to help pay for some of this? I mean, because you were supposed to make sure it didn't happen.
He gave us your word.
And it turns out he's like a booster for University of Texas. So he was like, well, you know, now he's a starting quarterback. I mean, you know, you're going to give me a slice of that? You know, whatever. Joke, joke, joke. Ha ha.
Ha ha, no, really.
Yeah. For both of it. So, yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, I don't know. I don't know too many people that... regret having kids once you have your kid because you're biologically.
Why do someone like that?
Huh?
Back before we had children, at an old job, there was someone who worked for that company, and mm-hmm. he would come into the office, and one day he was making small talk, and he's like, "Oh, you're married? Do you guys have any kids?" And he's like, "Don't do it. I have three." And I was like, "Oh my goodness, like that's not good. Your kids are out there, man.
Don't like, do it.
Shouldn't be talking like that anymore."
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus. All right, well, I guess for the well-adjusted among us, I mean, when you're holding your kid, you're and the kid's smiling, you're like, it's yeah, cheating because you're biologically programmed to like it. The kid smiles at you. That's really just you have all the good feelings so that way you take care of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with mating with your person. You have all these biological signals. It's just your body saying, yeah, let's produce another one.
Let's get to work.
Yeah. We're controlled by our genes, man. We don't need to do anything. We're just along for the ride, guys.
Just big chemical sex.
Yeah. Yay. Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. Shut up and be happy.
It's like 3 weeks in a row you said that.
Hey, lesson of the year.
This is as good as it gets. Ching, 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 ching.
Ain't gonna get no better.
So we're nearing on time. We're about 5 minutes away. So now's the time when nobody's listening anymore.
We have a show next week, guys? Labor Day?
On Labor Day. I'm down.
I won't be here because I have
I'm gonna postpone.
Right, so I think we'll all postpone. All
right, listeners, you heard that.
Labor Day.
Catch you the week after, and I'll have a movie. I will have a new movie.
Is it going to be a communist movie like you promised?
For September, maybe. Maybe I'll get you guys all on board with the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, comrades.
And Brad, maybe you'll find time in the next week and a half to watch last month's movie, and you can let us know what you thought.
Already I will. Deal. Trump time. This is as good as it gets, everybody.
I think I only have 3 more days of work for like the next 2 weeks, so.
That's fine.
Sweet.
That works.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm taking
I go back to work next week, y'all.
Yes.
I think. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, you got to tell us about that. I think. So I will. 2 weeks from now, Gina's going to tell us what it's like being a mom back in the workplace.
Yes. Next good week luck. Will be my first week back in 4 months.
My mom thinks that Gina is going to cry once she leaves her daughter.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I do think that's going to happen.
well, here's the
place
deal.
Place your bets, people.
It makes sense that my mom would cry because she cried when I told her, I revealed my daughter's name to her. And she's like, oh, that's so beautiful. But that's just my mom. So I think some of this is, you know.
Place your bets. Pick your sides.
I don't know, man. I've known some, like, complete bulldogs of moms.
Who are you hanging out with?
Are just like hardcore professional type ladies.
Yeah.
And just itch to get back to work. And that first day when they drop them off, I have not known a single one to not weep.
But
maybe Gina can get over the hump.
But
the thing is,
I don't
matter.
Have to go like, drop her off.
You just
wait. I just have to leave home. She stays here.
That's going to make it a lot easier.
Yes, I think if I did have to drop her off at daycare, I probably would cry just because I don't know what's going to happen there. And
this is the last time I see
you. Is my child going to be scarred? Like, mm-hmm. Is she going to have secrets in her eyes when I pick her up next?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that. So. Yeah.
And hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Del, what are you going to be doing this week on Labor Day? Celebrating the worker man, the working man?
I'm going to sleep, man. I'm going to enjoy having more than one day off this week.
You sound a little bit tired. I mean,
I'm tired. I'm adjusting. I've had little to do, and now I have a lot to do all the time. And
yeah. By that, he means he has an hour of work, and he's like, whoa, man.
What is this daylight?
People do this 40 times a week?
Exactly.
Yeah, Del really has the sweetest gig ever. I mean, you're a teacher. It's not even hard work.
Easy.
You don't have to produce anything. I was thinking about that. Like, you're like, you know, this group is pretty good. And I was thinking about my professors before, how they come in and like, I'm going to teach you something. Whether or not you learn is up to you. I was like, this guy just doesn't have to do anything. Just
college professors just who have that luxury, which is a really like diminishing luxury. It is. And it's supposed to be a sweet gig like that because you don't make a ton of money. And that's like one of the benefits is like,
right,
you know, you're esteemed and but that's going away. No more tenure, no more job security.
Do you think you're esteemed?
Customers. I didn't say that. I said that's how I used to be.
Yeah.
Professors, full professors.
Yeah, man. That's what my sister-in-law, that's why she quit at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah.
She was there for 12 years. And she just switched over to one of the local high schools because she's making more money and she's working less.
Yeah. Crazy. That's crazy. That's real crazy.
Yeah. Well, everyone, I guess when you listen to this, as you're dropping off your kids at school, or are they already back at school?
When you
definitely listen to this R-rated podcast while you are dropping your kids off at school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell them to listen
look,
up.
What was it, Gina, the other day you were watching MTV Movie Awards, or movie whatever, MTV show?
Yeah, I
Teyana
was.
Taylor was dancing.
I don't know what nudity fest I came in on, but I was appalled. I clutched my pearls.
Yeah.
I zipped my turtleneck up to my nose. It was ridiculous.
It was Teyana Taylor dancing to Kanye West's new song, Fade. And, so there you go.
But it was like a music video.
Yeah, it was a music video. It was like a debut, the release of it.
Yeah, it was like Flashdance, but like X-rated.
She was dancing in a thong and a sports bra, right?
It was like, I guess it was a sports bra, a half shirt, but there was like under boob. And it was just very risque.
Yeah. Del, what are you furiously writing
down? I started wondering what channel I was watching after a while. I was like, what the?
So there you go. Gina is 48 years old.
In my heart, I'm 68, apparently.
What is this? So, there you go. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what people out there listening to. I'm sure we drop a fucker shit here.
I mean, I think the people said that when Cher came out with If You Can Turn Back Time, too.
Yeah, well, you guys should check this out. Another assignment for the next show. Let us know what you think.
Have y'all ever seen that video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is some risque shit.
What about Alanis Morissette's video back
thank
from,
you? Was it thank
yeah,
you?
Yeah, way back when she was bucket naked.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't mean, you guys
remember that?
No.
They would say in Europe that we're a bunch of prudes. If we go to Europe, they're like, yeah, y'all a bunch of prudes, man. What's wrong with the human body?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, guess. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Deranged Penguin Podcast. If you hated it, or like if you're a Pony fan message board member and you hated our voices, let us know. Right
don't
in.
Let me know. I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
Put it on the message board.
Put it on there.
But listen call in.
You have to listen to all of it. Send us an email, penguin@derangedpenguin.com. podcast@derangedpenguin.com. We get them all. If you want to say something specifically to one of these people, let them know.
Tweet.
Tweet at us. Brad was tweeting.
Tweet.
I'm going to try to start tweeting more. Maybe like once a month.
You should give that a shot.
My monthly tweet. Yep, everybody say goodnight to Dell because he's going to take a nap. He's falling asleep at his chair
he
right now.
He is asleep right now.
Goodnight.
Good to
sleep. Night and night. Yeah, now that we're all parents, we can sing you all the lullabies we use on our chairs.
I like it.
Yeah. All right, we are donezo.